Setelelele barraba santa la 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 ba krebe sitilelele marraba santa. Ipata la la barraba so krobo so telelelele be krabba sa. Ela la la barraba santa. Praise the Lord. Now that I've gotten your attention, I can begin my spiritual work. Now that I've gotten your attention, you'll begin to move in faith and understand what God is doing. Don't follow my instructions if you don't want to see the blessings and the favor and the protection from God. The devil really is planning an attack in the eight areas that I saw by not moving in faith. I saw two attacks. I saw one round about May the 15th. I want you to circle that. From the 11th to the 19th. And then the second thing that I saw was a blessing from November the 1st until November the 22nd. I want you to circle that time for what is about to happen. The enemy is planning an attack to stop you. Someone responded to my email on yesterday and said, "That's not God. I don't receive it." Well, let me tell you a few things, beloved. You may say that I don't receive that. The fact is, attacks do come. The Bible lets us know that in the book of Genesis, in chapter 27, which states that Joseph had two dreams. He has a dream and he tells his brothers that they were tying two bundles of grain out of the field. Suddenly, his bundle stood up straight and he's told his brothers that your bundles gathered around my bundle and bowed down to it. He tells his brothers a second dream that he has. Someone is fighting your dreams. Someone, a devil, is fighting your blessings, is fighting your miracles. There are the spirit of Joseph brothers that's trying to stop your blessings. Ignorance could cause you to miss out on your blessings. He tells his brothers a second dream. And he told them, said, "Listen, I had another dream. This time the sun and moon," meaning his father and his mother, "and 11 stars were bowing down to him. And they said to him, 'Are you going to rule over us?'" He has a dream, but a promise connected to the dream. The fact that he had a dream, did it stop the attack? Absolutely not. The attack showed up. Hannah could not conceive. In fact, the priest, Eli, calls her a drunk. Did that stop the fact that the attack was going to stop and that it would never happen? But it was a plan of God what was about to come. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it was prophesied that he was going to be born in the Savior of the world. Did it stop the attack? You must know how to work with your attacks and pray against them. That's why you moving in faith is so crucial. Moses was going to be a deliverer. Did it stop the attack? King Hezekiah was told that he was going to die. Did it stop the attack? He did die. But he prayed and lived for an additional 15 years. The prayers that I have for you to say for the months of January up until the month of December of this year is going to stop the attacks and release the blessings of God. That's why these three things are so crucial. Your prophetic word, your prayers, and your instructions are going to be key. Your audio instructions that I must send you is going to be key to the miracles in your life. Here's another instance of an attack. Pharaoh has two dreams. Joseph is still, in a sense, under an attack, but it is the plan of God for the miracles and the blessings that is about to happen in his life. Because everything that was happening in his life, just like as if your life is preparing you to rule and to reign. The king has a dream. Joseph tells the dream that the two dreams are one, and that the seven cows and the 7 years and the seven good ears and are seven good years. The dreams are one. The seven lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears by the east wind are also 7 years of famine. What he saw and him interpreting the dream, did it stop the famine? No. But God gave him a plan and a system to sustain him and Egypt in the midst of the famine. That's why you moving in faith is so crucial. When I send you your prophetic word, it's going to protect you and let you know what is about to come. Your prayers are going to protect you for every month of this year. That even if famine shows up, you'll prosper. You'll succeed. And you'll see the blessings of God upon your life. These are powerful prayers. Now, I don't have a lot of time. Don't let the devil of ignorance or fear get in your heart. Now that I've gotten your attention, you can pray. Jesus was led into the wilderness. A voice came out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." Did it stop the attack? Absolutely not. Judas lied on him. Did it stop the attack? There were some things ordained by God, ordained by man, and ordained by the devil. But God can use all of them. Hear these two key principles as you're going to click on your link and get your seed in the ground. Hear this powerful principle. It's going to bless you. Everything in life, hear me, everything in life is either God sent or God used. If the devil brings it, God can use it for his glory. And if God sent it, it is for you to elevate you and take you to the next level, because God sees what we don't see. It's either God sent or God used. God never wastes a moment. He never wastes a tear. Now let us pray, beloved. Let us pray. And you must begin to move in faith. This is a part of the prayer. And there's more that I must send you. Repeat after me. I release the sword of the Spirit against my enemies from the months of January to the month of December. Let the unquenchable fire of the Holy Spirit quench every attack from the enemy against my happiness, against my joy, against my success, my elevation, and my destiny. Any of my enemies that try to burn up my harvest, may you fall down and die by the fire of God. Come on now. I recover by fire every blessing that my enemy has burned up in the name of Jesus Christ. I take it back by fire now. Oh God, come on now. Oh God, oh God, restore my Rabasanda, restore my taking breakthroughs, my blessings, and my miracles, and my testimonies, and let them come into my life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every enemy shall be disgraced and dried up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now click on that link, because today is the last day you will hear from me concerning this year. I must get into your hands. The hundredfold blessing, your prophetic word, your prophetic prayers, and your prophetic instructions. These three equals elevation, protection, glory, anointing, healing, and whatever you need God to do for you. Also for your family. God will cover, he will keep. And whatever the devil has stolen will come back to you. A hundredfold. You'll see the blessings of God coming back into your life. Now that I've gotten your attention, start moving in faith. It's just that easy. It's just that easy. Attacks come, but how you position yourself is key. Famine show up, how you position yourself is key. Get to the brook, as God told the prophet, called Kirish. The place called there is you moving in faith. It says, "Here, prophet, send me what I need. Send me what I need." God bless you. I'll be getting your word out to you within the next 8 hours. God bless you.